This is Ozarks at Large. The Fay Jones School of Architecture and Design at the University of Arkansas is collaborating with the UA's Forest Resource Center in Monticello on a $250,000 grant project funded by the USDA Forest Service Wood Innovations Program to create sustainable construction materials while promoting forest health. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports.
Peter McKeith, Dean of the Fay Jones School of Architecture, is leading the project titled From Forest to Campus, the Innovative Timber University.
There are two directions that the grant funds can go in. One is towards new products in wood energy, and the other one is in new products in construction and design.
The first direction regards biofuels development. The second, the design portion of the grant initiative, which concerns the U of A Architecture School, stems from South Carolina's Clemson University, which operates a wood utilization and design institute, which blends foresters, architects, engineers, and building industry professionals to design sustainable wood-based construction materials to compete with structural steel and reinforced concrete. As such, the UA's innovative timber project plans to create what's called cross-laminated timber, fabricated from cold southern yellow pine, extracted from the Ouachita National Forest.
A wood type that grows the fastest, that falls the fastest, that is harvested the fastest, that is, in essence, producing the greatest surplus now that needs to be addressed.
Grant co-author Jonathan Balkins, an instructor in the Fay Jones School of Architecture, says the genesis of the two-year grant project arose from a wood design and innovative research graduate program.
And so we started doing research and collecting information about the timber industry and the timber economy, really, of forest products in Arkansas and how that could relate to the School of Architecture.
Balkin says that inquiry led them to the Forest Resource Center at the University of Arkansas Monticello. That's where Dr. Matthew Pelkey, he says, has established a trove of economic data and analysis related to the Arkansas timber industry.
The Arkansas forests are currently producing about 15 million tons of excess biomass a year.
Jonathan Balkins is referring to the USDA Forest Service, charged with maintaining the nation's public forest preserves, which in the southeastern U.S. have grown exceedingly dense due to the lack of fire regimes. Phase one of the grant project this spring involves a Monticello Forest Resource Center project team selecting cold timber on the Ouachita National Forest for hauling to a local sawmill. The finished lumber will be shipped to the University of Arkansas Architectural School for pressing into cross-laminated timber. Jonathan Balkins shows us a chunk of the laminated timber, which, given enough mass, is able to withstand high winds and structural loads.
Just a 12 by 12 section. It's essentially a kind of super plywood that's very, very low tech in one sense and very high tech in another. It's low tech in the sense that it's just boards glued together in different directions. It's truly all it is.
The cross-laminated timber made with non-toxic adhesives can be used to build interior walls, columns, floors, and roofs.
This isn't a material that can be exposed to the weather. However, it's very beautiful, and it's a great opportunity to be able to expose it on the interiors of buildings. But it's not a material that can stand up one to weather, or say as an exposed floor finish, but definitely as walls and definitely as exposed ceilings. So there are opportunities to expose the structure of this and really give the opportunity for people to enjoy the character of wood that's coming, you know, from our local forests.
But the hitch is, only one company in the United States, in Oregon, manufactures cross-laminated timber panels measuring 10 feet wide by 40 feet long, ranging from 3 to 9 ply thick. So the UA team will attempt to fabricate it, says Peter McKeith.
Do some of the initial pressing ourselves, because we can do this with a small press.
But the hope is cross-laminated timber will one day be manufactured in Arkansas from cold USDA Arkansas forest timber, yielding a new industry. Jonathan Bolkin says the grant project will entail two flagship design studios in the fall of 2017 and 18 to be facilitated by visiting architecture professors with expertise in advanced wood utilization and design.
The first studio of which will be focused on designing a prototypical residence hall on campus. As you may know, university has not built a new residence hall in quite some time, and they're currently in process of investing in a new round of residence halls, and are attempting to do so using advanced timber technology in the construction process of that.
The new UA residence hall, which will be the first in the country built out of cross-laminated timber, will first be a scale model developed in the architectural school's warehouse shops located on Government Avenue in South Fayetteville. By fall 2018, the team will consider models for university labs and classroom buildings. Faye Jones School of Architecture Dean Peter McKeith says the interdisciplinary grant project will bring forward the use of sustainably harvested Arkansas timber as a heavy construction material, a material sidelined by the construction industry for decades.
So it's for students of architecture, landscape architecture, and interior design, all of whom we believe could benefit from understanding the new value, so to speak, of the use of timber and wood in design and construction. It has tremendous benefits in terms of sustainable design thinking, tremendous benefits in terms of carbon sequestration and therefore carbon offsets. And it does go to the heart of what is, by all accounts, according to our colleagues in Monticello, in the School of Forestry and Natural Resources, an emerging, if not already upon us, environmental crisis. There is a surplus of softwood in this state, so that we are not talking about deforestation. We are talking, in fact, about making the best use of the available resources in a way that would really preserve the ongoing health of the forests.
Another outcome of the grant project, says Peter McKeith, is the foundation of the Arkansas Forest Academy,
where we would propose to take groups of citizens and decision makers alike into the forest for anything from a 3-day to a 10-day period, moving them through the forests so that they gain an understanding of the various tree species, the ways in which trees are planted, cultivated, harvested, taken to sawmill, all the way through the chain.
Peter McKeith says this grant project is addressing a key question. What does it mean to be a school of architecture and design in a state 60% covered in forest?
That it means that at least engineered timber and wood can be now returned to the toolkit of architects, engineers, contractors, landscape architects, interior designers. And it might mean that with sufficient buildup in demand and knowledge, that the state could become a centrally located producer of cross-laminated timber or other mass timber products in a way that would be of both environmental and economic advantage to the state.
Expect progress reports. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.